Excuse me, but are you okay? Hey, I am actually right here. Doesn't matter though. I know you surely doesn't want to get to see me. But I think we could probably talk without seeing each other. No. Please don't be panic and start to look for me. I don't want you to be scared. Oh, fine. But promise me one thing, please don't freak out. Alright, I'm down here, under your bed. Hey, you promised me you're not gonna freak out. I must look so hideous for you, isn't it? Sorry I startled you, but you seem very upsetting. Do you want me to disappear? Oh, that's very kind of you. Most people don't like the idea of having me existing in their sight. Anyway, are you, okay? I mean, you've been crying for like really long time, which I noticed that it's happening quite longer than usual. So, is everything alright? Okay. Do you want to talk about it? Or do you want me to cast a spell to erase all your memories? Because I can help you either way. Okay, I'm listening. If you want to tell me something, I'll be waiting for you to feel like you're ready. I'll be right here. Me? Well, I don't really know much about myself, actually. The best that I can recall is that I somehow can't get out of this land. It's been too long that I can't really remember my own story. I'm not sure how long I've been living like this. Well, not exactly living, obviously. But, yeah. I've seen so many people move in and out of this place, but they don't usually being sad as much, and most people don't usually stay as long as you do. They would say that this place is haunted. Even though I've never hurt any single soul, it's kind of made me feel sad sometimes. Well, at least your shoes smell so much better than a previous dweller. That dummy even put the shoe under the bed. It really made me want to die for a second time. Anyway, sorry for being oversharing. You're the first person I've enjoyed talking to in a long time. Thank you for being so calm and not pushing me away like everyone else. What about you? What made you upset? Oh, that's a hard thing to deal with, isn't it? Why do you get to live in this era sounds so stressful? I don't really know much about making people feel better. But I think I can probably play with your hair while you talk. Or cry. Or even in silence. I can do that for hours, though. Here. Come here. Yeah, come here. Lay your head on my chest. This is what people do to comfort others, isn't it? I didn't completely forget every feeling that exists in my past life. Now let it all out. I know. I know that feeling. My head is also so loud sometimes. I'm so sorry you don't even know what you are sad about anymore. But listen, you can just let it all out with me. You can express your feeling without being embarrassed. You're safe here. Okay? Let's wallow as much as you want. And then a couple glasses of water and something sweet, okay? What were you asking? No, you're not annoying. Your anxiety, disappointment, fear of uncertainty, all those doesn't matter. And you deserve to get to receive love the way you give it all out. I know it probably didn't do much, but at least I want you to know that I'll be here, listening. I want it to be a tiny split second for you to feel free. And if you feel like there's nobody really afraid to lose you, please note that I like you. And it would be so sad of you if you have to end up the same place that I am now. I would love to see you grow, really. I still have so many questions to ask. And I hope someday I would get to listen to you talking about your own passions, your dream, and your interest. I think I would love it when you talk about them. Trust me, you are special. And what we have here together is special. I don't know what's currently going on between us, but I do believe that it's definitely not a coincidence that you're not scared of me. I really think maybe we could try to find out. Please. Let's make that happen. Okay. Now rest, my dear. Rest. Mm-hmm.